Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince, they exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Yes, welcome to Right in the Cootin'. The boys are back.
It's no Right in the Cootin', mate.
It's no Right in the Cootin'. Keep them all there. I need to stop drinking that weekend in moderation. He just came straight from nursery.
Just so many
jeans, dummy spot. And he's just came back from fucking Afghan. How we doing? How we doing, alright?
So many colours.
It seems like eyeing up my outfit there, okay, isn't
it? No, I missed it. It's just freezing in here, man. That's
like the outfit.
Look, Mel,
nice mate. Colours in it.
What about, what about your other outfits, but?
Oh, so we'll get right into it.
Wait, Kev, have you heard this?
I've heard the rumours, Si, and it's quite. I thought you were looking to me or you for advice first, but obviously.
So the Mora, I'm doing this. I'm going on a date with this absolutely amazing woman.
She approached you.
She approached me.
She loves you.
And I was actually undecided, wasn't I?
Well, you weren't sure if you're going
to. She's been pestering me, and I want to give her the chance she deserves. So I've got my suit jackets in, lads. Now I need yous to decide what one I should wear.
Right.
But see, before this starts, Kevin, obviously you've got a partner just now. How did you and the jet meet? How did you kind of learn that?
It was just love at first sight, Si.
Lads, I don't really like this one at all.
Right, step out.
Step out. I'll just take where one.
Why don't you use a Conor McGregor style walk?
Leave that to the moron. Andy, do you like that one?
I just don't think it doesn't look like you, mate.
No, it's, me?
No.
Who would that be? Looks like your jacket's had a stroke, mate. One side, but.
Johnny Sunderland type jacket?
Aye. Looking like a pint of Guinness.
David Blaine.
Maybe. Right, we'll know where that one then.
These ones look as if they're
Paul Slane. These are Paul Slane, aren't they?
Right. Bobby Madden's jacket.
Oh, wait, you've got them all tangled together.
Come on, Andy.
You're not taking them back, are you?
Can you come to the date?
Yeah, we're going to come.
But hide so I feel the back in you there.
Right.
Okay. So this one.
That's
it.
That's it.
Screaming a Willy call.
That's screaming a Willy, mate.
But what trousers? I'm going to wear a bow tie with it. Do you mean a bow tie?
Nice.
Aye, aye.
Black shirt, bow tie, black trousers, and the black shiny shoes.
Yeah.
Aye. We'll just go for that then.
Sure. No. We need to see the
other one.
That's nice.
I like that.
Aye. I could take her home.
By the way, in the meantime, you got your Christmas tree.
Depends how you put your kids.
I've got what, sorry?
Christmas tree.
No.
This man's got his Christmas tree up.
Has he?
Aye.
What colour is it?
Silver and gold.
Can't even hit a green tree in his Christmas tree.
No, I
know. Oh my God.
Wow.
That's unbelievable. What's
that, the checkerboard?
I think it's a better fit, I know. Big date, lads. Come on, I can do it.
I think this could be the one.
No, because you
think
don't.
So?
He doesn't like this. I asked him earlier and he didn't like it.
Jacket, tartan teeth, come on.
Oh man.
To be fair, it wouldn't look at a place at the Hilton opening the door for the people coming in.
Can't see else.
What do you think?
I prefer the other ones, mate. I've got to be honest with you.
Think so?
Yeah. You can't have as many lines on your jacket as you've got on your face.
To be fair, confidence up the table. Come on,
Richard. You're great, honestly.
It doesn't matter which one you pick.
So what do you think? What one are we deciding on?
I would go with the chessboard.
I would say the chessboard or the black and white.
Or the umpire.
I actually feel nervous thinking about it now.
Yeah.
You've got that. She asked you, mate. That should fill you with confidence alone.
But I'm all talking this. See, when I go to a date, it's face to face, mate. I struggle, eh?
Aye. Yeah.
Just start making things up and all that.
You've got the aftershave sorted, because obviously that's a big.
How she feels, but.
She'll be all over the place, won't she?
By the way, did you bust that couch last week, jumping up and down?
To be fair, I did look last week, and I should have had a trial run, Si, because my effort getting on that couch was fucking abysmal.
By the way, it's a sad day.
How?
The Jets off 69. He was 70 yesterday, wasn't he?
Was he? Aye.
It was his birthday yesterday.
Was it? Was he 70?
Did you wrap up his present?
Do you know what? I forgot. He'll be happy with me.
Have you not spoke to him?
I haven't spoke to him recently, no.
Do you not give him a birthday treat, no?
Well, we gave him a wee song, Happy Birthday, to the Jet.
Aye.
Happy birthday to you, happy birthday to you, happy birthday dear Jet, happy birthday to you.
There you go, right, Jim. Hey. Right, what a week it's been. Oh, we need to ask you first about your game.
Aye, how did the game
Friday
go?
Friday night.
Aye, shite.
Nah, Dunfermline are good, aren't they?
Dunfermline done well, aye.
They're dogs, them. Man, aren't they?
Aye, the second half especially. I thought first half we played some good stuff, to be fair. It never really created many chances though, but second half they changed our shape and made it harder for us, and then after that, to be honest, it probably just outworked us second half. But we probably feel as if we still had chances, it should have been enough to win the game. But the two goals we've conceded were poor enough. But
it's a long season, isn't it? You said you're losing,
you learn. Aye, see that shitey Sorry, shout, man.
See that.
Kiss of death.
See with Hearts, but like, they've got some team, but I don't think they've been excellent yet. The Hibs game were brilliant, the semi-final, but I don't think even the games have been winning.
You're just going to rouse us up again, mate.
That's what I'm doing. What would you like to see, Fadham? A bit more?
I'd like Anne Budge to be more involved. Centre
forward?
Up front if you want.
Kev, your old team, do you still think they'll piss it?
I think they will, because what you'll find in that league, Si, is that the other teams will take mere points off each other, whereas I think Hearts will be more consistent over the long term. But I wouldn't worry about the performance Friday night. All good teams can have a bad one. Some teams have more than bad ones recently. But ultimately, Si, I think that Hearts just put behind it. It's a home defeat. It is what it is. Dunfermline's no the worst side to be getting beat by, because...
Was it Dunfermline? Sorry.
Sorry?
It was an away defeat. Was that
Dunfermline?
Was that Dunfermline?
Yeah.
Fucking hell. But see, Travis. Nah, the head's going already.
Credit to them, but honestly, credit to them, because they were decent.
Yeah.
Dom Thomas was excellent.
Your mate.
What a player. Honestly, like, I just don't know how he's not played in Mare in the SPL. Can't believe it. He's some player.
Anyway, you gave him a wee plug.
Wee plug. Good on, the boy deserves it.
Right, before we go on to bad points about say like the new Christmas advert, good points was that it was done on Wee Stratton's laptop, wasn't it?
I've not seen it.
You haven't seen it?
No.
Try to get it up.
It shows it.
Oh, I thought it was advert. Was it bad?
No, I was talking something else when I got the advert.
Is the advert bad?
No, it's alright. Oh, sorry, before we go on, lads, we need to talk about Diageo. Ian last week was superb, wasn't he?
They made their own fire now, honestly.
Came me, didn't he? Said, get back to school, Slaney.
Yeah.
What a guy, actually. Really nice guy.
Drink Positive campaign, it's flying. Looking to educate the public on moderating their drinking around the football.
Brilliant. Really, it's an amazing company.
Especially this time of year when everyone's
bubbly, choking for a bit.
I right now, like, nobody wants to play them now. Because
the Diageo,
nah, they want to play them.
I love the way they're going about it.
You want to compare it with Rangers, don't you? Go and compare it with Rangers.
No, I'm not saying anything, but
it's the way they're dropping into the market.
Aye.
And making big signings.
And then getting run.
Yeah.
Aye. I like that.
Just hungry. No spillages whatsoever. No. Everybody's just doing their job.
Good, well done, lad. Jimmy. Man, you're easy here. Drink IQ quiz over the past few weeks been fantastic to see as well, hasn't it? Everyone taking the quiz.
Brilliant.
Aye, aye.
All together again. This nation is new. Back all together, and I love that. And I would see, to be honest, mate, see this year, I wouldn't even think, see the league, I wouldn't even take it serious this year. It's about Scotland this season, innit?
And supposedly Stuart Finlay's ditched Who Wants to Be a Millionaire for this quiz as well. So that's
absolutely
another
great... sent after the weekend, so I was buzzing to see that.
Would you say your knowledge of alcohol has improved, Kev, since this?
Definitely, Si, because like
been
I said,
education,
even though I got 9 last week on the test, I did take 15 attempts at it. So I think my first 2 attempts were like 2 and 3. So no, knowledge is good, and the more knowledge you know of anything, it helps.
Right, this week the signed strips are your choice of either a Hibs or an Aberdeen top.
Oh, what would you go for there?
Neither.
What's it for?
I would take
Aberdeen with Constantine.
I'd take an Aberdeen top.
Oh, aye, great.
I'd go with Aberdeen Hayes. Just for my pun.
Keep an eye on our social media channels to find out how to enter. Right.
Si, my birthday this week and not one present.
Wow.
Oh, I forgot my...
You're my present for that.
Was it your birthday? When was
Wednesday.
That? Never knew.
This Wednesday.
29.
29 years old, not one present. I thought you were going to bring somebody in for me today for my birthday. But then,
oh, you wanted that?
I've heard the rumour, I know. I've heard the rumour that he's come to a football retirement.
Yes. Is the rumours true? He's been back he's been seen jogging the streets of the West End.
Yep.
Who's
pulling a caravan?
Heavily wrapped up as well.
Is there talk of him signing for a particular team? No.
I don't know if Slaney wants me to disclose that type of information. I've just heard that he's
going to Rangers, isn't it?
There's football clubs approaching him and really want him back.
Well, if you remember, Matt, one of my first appearances on Open Goal, actually my first debut on Open Goal with the cameras was the Head of Tennis. You remember who was there, didn't you? Lee McCulloch. And who's he, the assistant? Or the coach? Hearts. So keep it in, and obviously, just.
But there's been a few, yeah. There's been a few.
Been a few sniffs.
Will I we'll announce my agent who it is?
Oh, well, if you want, eh?
Andy's going to be taking me on.
What, is you going to be his
I'm
agent?
I'm going to be your first player and your
client.
First client. So is it, no, generally, so I've started. People always say the last few years, like, running's so important. Didn't they? It's,
what, in football?
No. Like, in life, you're heeding all that. And, but I've always said, I like being fat, I like just being greasy and all that, lying in bed, just whatever. But I started running on Saturday. Mate, ran Saturday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and it's just been unbelievable.
You never ran every day, that's
not. No, I was just saying because I shat myself because I said Saturday. I said Saturday and Sunday, I thought his game.
Right, okay. Kev, any bits of advice for him to make the comeback?
I just think, I don't actually know, Si, because it's been that long since Slaney's played football. I think he's ready for it. I think he talked about Peterhead maybe a few years ago when we started doing the podcast. But I think there's bigger than that.
Mate, to be honest, I know I love talking myself up. I'm probably the new, probably the level I'm at, the new go to League Two or whatever, right? But my name and my aura and who I'm on in the media game, it'd be wise for a big club in the SPL to sign me
for
strip sales.
It's like Neymar, isn't it?
Do you know how, like, if you went to like you'd maybe get frustrated with the quality around about you? Like,
what are you looking at me for?
You would, wouldn't you?
Absolutely. Definitely.
All right, here we go, Celtic. 11 points behind after the weekend. Does it suggest Rangers are now favourites for the title?
What do you mean now? What do you mean now? I told you to start the season, mate. Nah, generally, I said I fancied Rangers at the start of the season, but I'll hold my hands up and say that I fancied Rangers last season and finished, well, I can't even remember what the points was last year. So I felt as if Rangers improved again. Did Celtic improve again? I'm not sure. But It's not even Celtic's quality of squad, because they've got a very, very good squad. They're just not playing well in it. And they still haven't hit top gear. And you said that a few weeks ago, that it wasn't really to January last year where they really hit top gear. But the difference is, well, last year's Rangers aren't losing. Rangers are winning all their games. So
Rangers looked like a training game yesterday. That could have been anything.
So we'll get on to Rangers, obviously, but they're just in a very, very good place now. Just dismantling teams, to be honest.
See, on Celtic, like, I've heard
how concerned they are. Do you feel they're going to blow 10 for you?
It would be heartbreaking for myself, obviously, but this is, we're talking about, I keep on hearing people saying the media overreact, and everybody overreacts to the manager and stuff that's happening. It's all coming for the manager. I can't even believe how many times this season he's come out after the game and said, a lack of hunger. They're going for 10 in a row. I kind of take that in. It's not as if it's a whole new team. These players have done it year in, year out. And then this season, so many games, the manager's coming out. I think it's five games he said, lack of hunger, the attitude's not right, we need to change this. I kind of take that in. I just cannot take that in. Fair enough if he's...
But does that get you concerns about the manager? Because knowing Lenny, right, he's there because he's a motivator. He's a man manager. Yeah. And if he's not doing that, then questions need to be asked.
I mean, 100%. As I said, I said 2 weeks ago that Lenny has to either feel power in people or you bring a manager in there. But as the damage already done now, because he keeps on saying some players' attitude is poor, they lack hunger. If I was a manager and that was the case, these players have won numerous trophies and then they're struggling with hunger for the 10 in a row season. Doesn't add up.
So what, do you think they might be struggling with the pressure of winning 10 in a row?
I don't know, Si. I think all good teams have a moment where they don't perform. The problem with Celtic is this is going on now too long for like what I see. I watched the game Saturday, Quinn for work and stuck on the Hibs TV and watched it, and there's no desire to want to, like, people make runs that they should be making, or what's ended up happening is you've all probably played in a team that struggles with confidence. Mm-hmm. What ends up happening is it becomes a blame game, whereas everybody's quite happy to point the finger everywhere else by yourself. And I think sometimes now within the Celtic squad, some of those individuals need to take a look at themselves and think, right, I'm maybe a part of this problem here. I need to get my finger out instead of pointing the blame. If you look at the goal between Nisbet's goal, yeah. Frimpong and Christie, nobody took control of the situation just to go and challenge it. No fall on the runner in Nisbet. I just think it's like, and they're all pointing. Bain's got a point to point when they're no picking up from the rebound or the penalty. And for me, it's just there's something creeping in at Celtic, looks like for me on the outside, that there's a bit of blame game because confidence isn't high. Whereas when everyone's going well and everyone's going rosy, like it is at Ibrox right now, everybody's fucking buzzing. Whereas the new at Celtic, it just seems like, no, it's his fault, and it's everybody else's fault.
But see, the mistakes are basic errors. So is that a manager's fault?
They're avoidable.
Is that a manager's fault? Like, see, when Frimpong doesn't go for the header, Beaton should drop. Like,
should drop
basics
in.
Of football. Yep. But I guess, if somebody goes up for a head, you're a centre back, you drop. I'm not doing that. Like, no. Bruni wouldn't usually run into Martin Boyle. That's nothing a manager can do. I get the criticism of the manager based on the fact that he's saying that he can't motivate the players, then that's the manager.
Yeah.
But in terms of basic errors, what are you meant to do when you're a manager?
I totally agree. That's on the players, that, but it's the performances. I mean, even if he hibs again, like, it takes him to be 2-0 down to react. I mean, it was that performance again, like that. Nothing's happening, they're just passing.
Just so static, everyone's
it's
so static.
Stale.
I don't know what it's doing.
You see Rangers making their own moving and they're on time with the movements, they're hungry to get the ball. I can't stand their formation.
I can't understand how that it's a lack of hunger. I can't, and it looks like that. But
I don't think it's hunger. For me,
the manager's actually coming out and saying
I know what you're saying, Sonny, but see, when you watch the two, when Rangers centre half's got the ball, it's moved in quick to the midfielders, the guys that can create and open up things. And as soon as they get the ball, they're constantly moving. It's the tempo that they attack.
But Kev, I think you can do that because all the Rangers midfielders want the ball.
Aye, whereas
all
Celtic
want the ball.
For me, right, Scott Brown's been a great server. I'm not going to disrespect him anyway, but sometimes he just slows things down, and I think we don't need that. I think it needs to be quicker. Things need to be moved quicker. Whereas Celtic get to like the 18-yard box, and by that time, for example, Saturday, Hibs have got 5-6 behind the ball. It becomes very, very difficult to break them down, find that wee pass, whatever, cross the ball. Whereas Rangers move it that quick, and the players move that quick off the ball, they find the space to get those shots off. Whereas Celtic are getting to a point, and it just goes slow, it goes flat, and you're like, "Oh, here we go again." Right, it's out to the left wing, it comes back centre midfield, back out to Frimpong, and it just keeps going like that all the time into Edwards' feet, into Griffith's feet, back.
Predictable, whereas, basically.
Sorry,
it's predictable.
It's just predictable. Yeah. So teams are now watching that. So if I was a manager, Jack Ross, or whoever playing Celtic the week after, I would just put a video up of last week's game and say, "Look, this is what happens with Celtic. They don't move the ball that quick, to be honest." So when they do get there, everybody gets set in and everybody just shuffle along as and when. That's how I see it. You watch Rangers, Goulson has the ball for the first goal. I think it's the first goal. Roof's goal, sorry.
Yeah.
And Roof's come in off the side, made that run. Goulson's made it, took a touch, finished. Maybe the defending Aberdeen part was a wee bit poor, but it's the movement. Mm. They're making runs to allow Goulson to do that pass, whereas I don't see Beaton or Ayer making those passes in because there isn't the movement
to get
them.
What's your take on it? I want your take on
there is a long, long, long way to go.
Yeah.
Genuinely. But just Celtic will know that they need to improve, and their big players need to start performing on a consistent level. I've said that numerous times. I felt over the last 2-3 years that Edwards has been their best player. He's no hit the heights that he's been over the last 2-3 years. But you've said it as well. People need to realise how much a miss James Forrest can be to this team.
Yep.
Because he does give the team something different. He's more direct than maybe what's in the team than now. Yep. He gives you that running behind. He gives you
and
15 goals a season. But I do think there's a long way to go in the title race. But for a Celtic point of view,
it actually reminds me a wee bit of Rangers last year just now. Everyone wants to come to feet to get the ball. And it's easy to mark. Do you know what I mean? Like
I think
you say,
Rangers
what Rangers are doing now better is direct and people running behind. Morelos drops in the two wings.
And see, when you watch some of the best teams in the world, mate,
Liverpool do it.
Yeah, Liverpool do it constantly.
There's a hunger there at Rangers. Like Morelos has come off on Saturday, huffy. And he's huffy because he's not got a goal and he's not got opportunities, right? But everybody's wanting an opportunity. They're all saying, "Give me the ball. I want to score today," because they believe that that's the case. Whereas Celtic, for me, look like they're hoping they'll score, whereas Rangers are believing they'll score.
I think there's a legitimate argument to be had that people could say, who's got the better team? Who's got the better players? But right now, I don't think anyone, I don't think you can pick one Rangers player and say he's no performing now. Right. Honestly, I don't think you can pick one.
I would agree with you.
See, last year I was very critical of Gerrard because of after games I felt he threw his players under the bus sometimes. I feel like Lennon's doing this.
But see, on that, right? See, this throwing players under the bus. I don't mind that. See, when a player and I'm not playing well, I expect my manager to come out and criticise me. Can players not deal with that?
What did they say after the game?
They said that some were lazy.
Lacking hunger. But see, as I'm going to say to you, see, is it in a changing room? Would the modern day players, would they be...
Would it kill them?
Would it affect them? No, if they have a manager slotting.
I think it would be poor if a manager didn't say something to you in the dressing room, but then individually called you in the media. I don't think that would go down well. And that would maybe end up leading to a conversation or, you never know, maybe an argument or something like that. But I've no doubt, especially the type of character Gerrard and Lennon is, I've no doubt Neil Lennon's had some words in the changing room before he's even went to do the interview. So it's obviously not in a good place, but how many league games have we in? 14, 15?
Can I just say something? See, if he just continues to keep coming out after games like he has done in the past and saying, no, well, we're good. That's no work. So maybe now he thinks I need to change it and I need to start calling people. And you can't
I agree with that. I think sometimes that looks worse. If you're the manager of a big club like Rangers and Celtic, you're expected to win every week and you're no winning, but you're no performing well, but you come out and say, but we did the right things, we played well today. Sometimes that looks worse.
Yeah. I'm glad he's coming out and being honest. Because like you say, Si, there, if you come out on Saturday and says, we done well to get a draw today or we played well, we deserve more out of it. You're just looking at him thinking, you're talking nonsense, you know what I mean? Whereas he's come out and called it as it what it is, and I think that's where maybe some Celtic fans don't like the truth, and unfortunately, he's the manager, he's the only guy that can really galvanise them, get them going again, but how you do that, I don't know how. At this minute in time, for me, it just looks like some are playing for the manager and some aren't.
I do think as well that the game before was a Motherwell game, one of Celtic's probably best performances of the season. I think the previous domestic game was Aberdeen in the cup, one of Celtic's best. Hibs is a hard place to go. Rangers and Celtic have both dropped points against Hibs for the last 3-4 seasons. I think I might be wrong in saying that Hibs is probably Celtic's bogey team over the last
they have been
3-4 years. So it's I do agree with you in terms of their performance. In the long run it's going to improve, but I don't think off the back of the Hibs game.
Some of the getting beat with Sparta Prague, was it 4-1 at home?
Do you know what concerned me more than the lack of opportunities? Is how easy you can score a goal against Celtic. Nobody's carving the moat, mate. Basically, you nick the ball from, you kick the ball at the top, and you're in on goal.
As you see that, the goal.
That can't continue. No. You can't win a league defending like that.
Nisbet's goal. I've never seen a defender like that in my life. How easy was that? They need to get that sorted, but.
This leads on to my next question. Should they go back? Because when they came, switch went to two up, Edouard and Griffiths looked much more different. Should they go back to a 3-5-2? I'm amazed El Hamed doesn't play. Because I think when you're going to press that high, you need pace at the back.
Say 3-5-2. Say, what about a 4-4-2?
I know, I was thinking about that. Why does that never get played?
Why do they never? It's either, it always seems to be a 3-5-2 and a 5-3-1, whatever the numbers are. I'm not really that fussed, but. For me, watching Griffiths and Edouard come on Sunday, Saturday, the few times that Celtic played a bit of football, you could see the two of them are clever footballers and they're looking to link up and create wee 1-2s in and around the box. And I think that's what they're missing. Sometimes when you play one up front and it goes into a Jetty's feet, he holds that ball up and he's like laying it off. Then there's nobody in behind him. I know Christie does a lot floating about across the 18-yard box and tries to help out. But when you've got two attackers, one's able to go long, one's able to come short, I think that gives you more options. And why they need a sitting midfielder all the time? Celtic, predominantly in every game, apart from Rangers games, are attacking all the time. So why do we need a sitting midfielder protecting a back three, stroke four, five, whatever it is? I just would like to see McGregor, maybe possibly in Charm, or McGregor and Rogic dictating things a wee bit more for me, but it's all personal opinion, and I just think that we're very easy to criticise because Celtic are in a bad place now. What the solution is I don't know, but people will have their own opinions.
They've got so many match winners in their squad, that's the thing. So they've got plenty to choose from. If everybody's fit and firing, they've got enough attacking options to choose from. And you mentioned Edouard and Griffiths. If Edouard and Griffiths are fit and firing,
they need to play.
But the only way
the team sheet comes in, Edouard and Griffiths on the bench. You're absolutely buzzing.
What would you play? What would your starting 11 be, Slane? If you were picking your team for next Saturday for Celtic's game, what are you picking? Would you have a 4-4-2 or would you go a 3-5-2? I always think with the 3-5-2 and now the way Celtic are playing is they're vulnerable at the back with a three.
I think
Celtic are vulnerable with a three at the minute.
But the issue is,
I think that's because they've not really had three natural centre backs. I think Wales played there quite a bit when they weren't playing great. But I think if you could get El Hamid,
maybe that's
Julian and Ayer. I think that's
but they started with the 4-3-3 to start the season. It wasn't the right. Then they go to 3-5-2. People then calling it to go back to a 4-3-3. Then it comes to this. Never call it back. But I do agree. I think the 3-5-2. If you get your players fit and like as you see, the boy Welsh was coming in. I don't know if Edwin Griffiths were fit. No, they weren't actually. So maybe if you got your main players fit to play that thing, but sometimes
it's a formation that Neil Lennon knows the best, isn't it? He played under Martin O'Neill for years. Aye. I think if he's going to coach a team, it's going to be in a 3-5-2. Can play more direct. I think that suits him.
To be fair, I was looking at the fixtures last night, and they've had a real hard run of games. And for Celtic, you need to win more than 2-8 games. But the upcoming fixtures for the next few months, I think Celtic will bring the gap closer, because Rangers in January have got very, very hard games, but the old firm is before that.
And so it'll be how Rangers react to the first defeat, won't it?
Aye. But that's the thing. I think Rangers are... I don't think there's any doubt Rangers are going to... They're going to lose a game. Yeah. They're going to have a blip at some point, but I don't see it...
coming soon.
I don't see it coming soon, and I don't see it turning for a blip into a disaster, which it's done over the past few years, because I just think... I think they've got so many options across the pitch now.
The
thing is that every single week there's changes, whether it's Scott Arfield coming in, Kamara coming in, Jack, Roof, Aribo, and they're all performing. Mm. So it's I don't see them losing a game anytime soon, and if they do, I expect it to bounce straight back. Because see, I do truly believe in the saying that strikers win you games, but defence wins you leagues.
Yeah, definitely.
Rangers are coming out in December and they've conceded 4 league goals.
I agree with that.
So see the confidence it can give you as a player, knowing that we just don't look conceding. All we need to do is score a goal, and we feel as if we can try and hold on to any lead.
The best teams I've played in are always the teams that are...
Aye. One of the great AC Milan teams won a league. They don't won a league where they only scored 35 goals that season, something like that. It was something ridiculously low, but they conceded hardly any.
That's an exception to the rule. Years ago, but they were exceptional.
But it's not even as if as well that Rangers are just grinding out 1-0, 2-0 and don't concede. Like they're creating chance and after chance.
The thing with Rangers now is that when things are going your way, they really go your way. Like Saturday, a couple of deflected goals, they're in the bet. It's 4, it could have been 7. People can say aye, but there's a couple of deflected goals and a penalty. There's so many other opportunities to score goals. Like, they're just confident now.
See, from an Aberdeen point of view, though, see if you're going to have that many bodies at the edge of the box, you need to expect a deflection.
Somebody needs to get out to the box.
If somebody's going to shoot for 25 yards and you've got that many bodies in front of you, you've got to expect to make contact with somebody.
Just last bit on Celtic before we move on to Rangers. A lot of Celtic fans on Twitter want Neil Lennon removed. What's your view on the manager's position, Paul? And there's strong rumours today, the new manager, Terry
Venables. Incredibly harsh for me.
Terry Venables.
You've been seen at Celtic Park, whether that's for other reasons or no, I don't want him to get it.
Who, Venables?
I don't want him to get it, but you never know. Only matter, I will never change my opinion what I said 2 weeks ago. Neil Lennon, we feel power with his own coaches. I've never in my whole entire life...
But it doesn't look like he's going to get that, Slaney. So if it continues the way it is...
No, you need to get a manager and we his own people in. That's my opinion. And Ty, I don't know if you...
Can you put the jacket on to say this, please?
Thank you very much.
So, this is a moment.
What I'm going to say is, if any of you can sit here as three men that you are, three strong men, three lovely guys and all...
Geezer jacket.
Do you want to go wear a jacket?
Aye.
I'm not on that one.
I think I would suit one, because it'll be like fit me half a size.
I'll take that one then.
You'll burst these.
Take that one.
I'll take the Celtic tartan, no.
Here goes the mic.
There you go, mate.
I'll not fit that. Stan, I'll try and not break it.
That's not a big one. Oh,
I actually feel like Paul Slane. It's amazing.
I've automatically got freezing.
I actually feel like Paul Slane.
I've got like size arm.
I feel as if I've got ability in my
right. You look like Justin Timberlake.
Think so?
Gaze up your dance.
I'm bringing sexy back. Oh, it's like I'm a mirror. I'm staring back at me. You have actually killed me now, but the beautiful lady I'm taking out a date, she's going to see you and then go, like, fuck's sake, they're all
bad. Oh, there's fucking dance up on this. Right, say like Neil Lennon, so you're making your point. Should he stay or should he go?
If one of you three men,
strong men,
or a strong woman in this case, who cares?
Strong girl.
We're on it together. If you can sit here and tell me that there's ever been a successful club in a world where a manager has no got his own staff? You tell me a club.
Wow, good question.
I've never seen it. Never in my life have I seen it. People say last year it worked. There were signs last year that...
But I think Duff was his guy, wasn't
and
he?
Then Duff leaves and then they bring in Mr. Laptop, who the guy on Twitter, what a shout that was. I'll give anybody 50 quid to smash his laptop up. I love that.
What was the thing that happened to you and your laptop, an accident the other night?
I caught it in it. Uh-huh. Unbelievable. Toilet pan and all in it. The other wee guy came in with...
What about you, Kev?
I don't know, Si. I just think that Neil Lennon, more than any manager, should know the significance of trying to win 10 in a row. Sometimes in football management, managers go through spells. It's how you come through that spell. Our Celtic.
Kev, is he getting the sack or no?
Our Celtic in a position. The question I'll ask Si is: if they do get rid of Neil Lennon, who's it the other ready available that's going to come in and galvanise?
I've seen a lot of people saying on Twitter that shouldn't matter.
But
it should, because
it should,
if you're going for a league, why would you want to fall further behind before you appoint
somebody? That's what I mean. So if you look at the, let's go to the Hart situation. You're back when they took forever to sack Craig Levein,
yeah,
and then they took forever to appoint a new manager. They gave Snoopy Dogg a wee 5-game stint. Snoopy Dogg. Right. Then they got him out. By the time they got in Stendhal, it's too late. They were relegated.
Good point.
Is that the case that's going to happen at Celtic? Do they wait too long? Say to Lenny, I understand you've got to give people a chance, but I'm not going to say aye or no that he's got to go or doesn't have to go. I just think whoever's in control, they really need to look at the situation and say, who is going to come in and do a better job than the current situation? Because my fucking ears are soaking life out of me here.
What would you, Andy?
No, I think it's very, very harsh. He's off the back of winning the treble last year, and well, 14 games into the season with 2 games in hand. So,
I use the example. Imagine Rangers had sacked Gerrard last year when they were 12 points behind. Would they be in the position?
And by the way, but there was Rangers fans that questioned that, because that's 2 years in the job now about winning a trophy. But I just always felt that you could see the progress that they were making. And over the last couple of seasons, you've got to think of the squad that he inherited compared to the squad that Celtic had at the time. It was miles behind it.
Good
and
point.
He's just improved it, obviously, every year domestically and European level. And now, in my opinion, I just think I fancied Rangers at the start of the season. I do think they'll win the league, but I think it's far, far, far too early to say that Neil Lennon deserves to lose his job.
If you could go and get a top manager, then you could see the reasoning behind it. But if you're going to bring somebody, like see Eddie Howe and all these sort of names, Gordon Strachan I seen mentioned, if these boys can't handle any shouting, there's no people to handle Gordon Strachan, will they?
No.
I don't know
why people think that Gordon Strachan can't clamp down on people. Gordon Strachan could give you a raw kick with anybody, but the thing is, he does it in a way that it's no at you, it's so funny. Mm. But if it's at you, you still like him. Do you know what I mean? Like, you can get a laugh at it, but you know you're getting a bollocking.
One thing you would say, he's a right good coach, isn't he?
Very good coach. His training was excellent, and he's gone into every game. I say it all the time. There's nothing better as a player knowing what's expected of you.
So would you take on Strachan, Paul?
I think he would do well. Listen, I love Neil Lennon. He bits. Love him as a guy. I love him. So I'd love to see Neil Lennon do it. He deserves to get the 10. Me and him started it. I remember it in the kitchen. He said, "We're going to get that." Us two started.
What were you doing in the kitchen?
It's just a lot of stuff we're getting up to.
But what about you, Si? What's your thoughts on it?
Just if you can get a top manager in, and you would go and get him, but I don't think you can.
And seeing
if you can get a top manager, Brendan Rodgers is a one-off for Celtic. Celtic fans wanting a coach like Brendan Rodgers will never happen again. That was a one-off. He came in, mate, it took him 3 or 4 weeks to get going at Celtic. He lost to Gibraltar, was it Red Imps?
Red Imps,
so you go and get somebody in who loses the first 2 or 3 games, then what do you do?
The thing on with Neil Lennon, they have got, I say that they're on a fixtures now that Celtic will... I think they've had a real tough, as you said, Celtic need to be winning. It's not said we'll be... Not even every game with Celtic, but I don't know, it's just tough, isn't it? I feel a
breakdown, can I?
Feel close to it, aye.
The thing is with Celtic, we can say that there's 2 games in hand. There's 2 games in hand, and it could be reduced to 5 points. And if they beat if they beat Rangers at the game before New Year, it'll be down to 2. But the problem I see is that Rangers are firing on all cylinders, and I can't see them dropping any points anywhere else, because I just think they're so confident now that they're not just beating like your Aberdeens 1 and 2-1 or whatever, the Hammer Aberdeens 4-0, possibly going on 7 or 8. So you've got to respect that.
They feel as if the Old Firm's a must win for Celtic.
Oh, it's
yeah,
a must
win. Yeah, of course, Ibrox, yeah. Definitely. But see, the thing Celtic have got is they know that they've got other fit players and best players on the pitch. They could go on a run to the, of course, at the end of the season. Right, Rangers flying, as we've just said. Couldn't believe that performance. And we took Kamara and Davis, for me, who's been there too. Two of their better
players. That's the thing,
well,
for me. It doesn't matter who's playing now. Just everybody's playing well. And it's... I've said it, like, I can see the change of style, but the change of performances, I don't know if it's confidence or just...
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f***? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Just used to have, like, the same thing that they've done over the last sort of 2-3 years, but see some of the movement within the within the shape, some of the movement and some of the passing, some of the just oozes quality then. And it just seems as if every single game they're going into, just for the get-go, they're just dismantling teams. And they generally are. Like, I know you were saying about two deflections. It could have been 7 yesterday. It generally could. And it's just every single player's performing the way they need to. They're not conceding a goal. They're creating 15 chances a game. So I don't... There's not any game that I look at that Rangers have got coming up and think they're going to lose this game. This could be a sticky game.
Still not played anyone to it, Kev.
I know, the Rangers fans are fucking... Their tears are unbelievable. What I meant by that was, I meant that...
Performance-wise, maybe?
Performance-wise, the teams that Rangers have played in the league, including Celtic, I wouldn't say that some of those teams have been at the top of their performance to actually go and give Rangers a game.
But is that down to Rangers' performance? Then?
Possibly, you could say that, so I could say that Rangers... But I'll go back to maybe like the Old Firm game and Celtic were awful. Would you, as a Rangers man in person, say that Rangers were amazing? No, they didn't need to be. Whatever anybody wants to take from that comment, in my head, I know what I meant. And I wasn't in any malice way. I just felt that if Rangers play at the top of their possible potential against an Aberdeen at the top of their potential, they will still beat them, but it won't be 4-5, I would admit. That's how I see it. I just think that the now... But again, you made a really good point there, that is it because Rangers are playing that well and the way they go about their business that teams aren't able to get to that level to give Rangers a game? And that could be the case. I don't mind. It's just an opinion. You know what I mean?
It doesn't mean to say
my opinion's right or wrong. Just some people like to remind you about it and they hear a wee cry and a wee tear up. But
see if you don't like somebody's opinion. Have your opinion back one way. Don't just say it's fucking rubbish. Have your opinion back. And see if you don't do that and have your opinion back and you say something nasty towards me, then we'll see what happens.
That's me.
Right, Paul, Rangers just now.
Listen, Si, it's going to be the most amazing summer. And obviously, Scotland going away. I don't think it's the time. I really don't think it's the time we really talk about the league. I don't think.
That's brilliant.
No, that was brilliant.
Right,
what I'm going to say is, I feel every week I come on here and annihilate the team that's played Rangers. So last night, I'm sitting in my bed.
Then what?
Just enjoying myself. Right. Had a wee look downstairs to the size of it, didn't enjoy the size. We move on. All right, we move on. Simon, Andrew, and Nick, Kevin. And what was I saying there, Simon? I wrote down, right? I sometimes write down, because my mind goes blank, as you know, right? It goes blank a lot, so I write down what I think sometimes. And I wrote down annihilating Aberdeen. Every a million point, just slaughter them. I can't keep coming on here and doing that. I now need to say, it's Rangers that are doing this to teams. It's every week, they're hammering teams. Now, to be like that, to go and hammer teams, is the hardest thing in the game today. They're making football look as usual, like a training game. It's looking so easy to them. And trust me, I'm hurting saying this. Do you know what I mean? Because I can't keep on annihilating the teams that are playing them. That being said, I thought Aberdeen were a disgrace or set up. How see these
managers? They went man for man, haven't they?
But we said it with Hamilton v Rangers. Why are you playing five at the back? It doesn't work, the Rangers. Celtic tried it.
Do you not think they're playing five at the back to try and stop the front three and stop the two fullbacks?
But I think then it's almost like a 3v3 in there. You can't have a 3v3 with Kent and stuff like that. Yeah. But what Aberdeen did, they dropped away back. So it was almost like a 6-7 players just standing there. And you've got players like Kent moving. Yeah. Arfield going into these spaces. It's possible, regardless if Aberdeen had the full strength squad and had played a 4-3-3 and played better, Rangers have still beat them. That's the form they're in now. So
that's what they done well yesterday. Like Kent was getting man marked, wasn't he? But what he just done, he just went over to the other side of the pitch, and the guy's like, I can't go over there and mark him.
Said that to you when you play against like somebody.
You said Roderick.
If you man mark, but Aberdeen man mark the team. They don't actually man mark a player. Yeah. But if you're man marking a clever player, he'll just take you somewhere you don't want to go.
Yeah. And leave space for somebody else.
That's what Rangers were doing yesterday. Like I said, Rangers off the ball movement now. And it's the only thing I worry about, right? And it's not a big worry, but like I think everybody's playing well. But Tav and Kent, for me, are the only two that I think are like irreplaceable. Yeah. So an injury to one of the two, I might think, somebody to come in and replace them. I don't know if they can offer what they... Well, it's not, I don't know. No, I don't think anybody can come in and offer what they do. But all across the pitch, doesn't matter who comes in, who comes out, they're all performing. Mm. And they're in a good place. And like I said, there's going to be times where maybe they're not in a good place, they have a blip, they drop points against... They've already dropped, but listen, they drop points at Livy away. They drop points at Easter Road, so that's a blip. But it's the next game, I just fancy them to bounce back now because of the way they're in.
I think managers are now going to Rangers now, clearly seeing Hamilton's... I think through the week, they're thinking about the game. I don't think they know what they're trying to do. I don't think... They just don't know how to stop Kent, Arfield, these guys.
I think you need to stop them getting the ball to the players. I think teams sit up, maybe go and press them high.
This is the thing,
and then not, they can go direct.
That's the thing now. This year, they've changed it up where they actually can go more direct now. Mm-hmm. And whether it's runners in behind or somebody like Stephen Davis picking the passes, so that they're more adaptable to how the game's going.
Aye.
But I think now there's a fear factor going to Ibrox. I don't think that there was a fear factor over the last sort of 2-3 years. Yeah. I think teams came to Ibrox and thought, we can get something here. We can sit in frustrated for the first 30, 45, 60 minutes and then try and nick a goal. Right now, I don't think anybody wants to play Rangers in it.
See, knowing him, will we Morelos keep getting frustrated that he's not, because he's not getting a lot of chances because he's playing that, dropping that bit deeper ahead. Well, could that be a problem?
There would be games where he'd score two goals and he'd get subbed because maybe the manager's trying to protect him and he'd be raging.
Yeah.
But yesterday, another thing as a manager, it must be unbelievable to be able to take off five key players after 60 minutes because you've got a Europa League game during the week. So I think that's why he's took Morelos off. I think I'd be pretty confident in the room Morelos starts on Thursday. So it'll be disappointing that he didn't score, but
Celtic should get a new manager. Break the bank, Michael Beale.
Aye.
He could beat Rangers, couldn't he?
I think he'd take it. He's in man.
He's in man, bring his own backroom, get his own backroom to
you. I think so, and Gerard would be lost.
I need to ask you as well, we forgot to mention it. Big Benny got a bit of criticism at the weekend. Would you put Barkin's back in, or would you stick with Ben?
I'll go with Stevie Woods.
He planned jokes in the next man.
He planned that up, didn't he?
Brian, so, just before we go,
yes,
this season,
start spreading the news. I'm leaving today. I wanna be a part of it. Where? New York, New York. These little town blues. See, if I can just change my voice, bro. I'm going to say, Celtic Rangers this season so far. Rangers are ready for the challenge. Celtic so far, no. 5 points behind Celtic with your games in hand. Nothing's won yet. Celtic, now, listen to me now, Celtic, let's go now. The time's over. You'd be missed. Feel sorry for yourself. Let's go for that league now, the 10th.
All right.
That was shite.
Right, the bottom, big result for St Mirren, beating Livy 1-0, 1 point behind them in 11th. But three games in hand, will St Mirren go down? Nah.
I don't think so. Nah.
Too many experienced to Felix Shaughnessy, Marcus Fraser.
See, they're three.
Who's the boy? Tate for Motherwell.
Richard Tate. I liked him at Motherwell. Mm. He's doing well in the room as well. Aye, but you look at their three postponed fixtures. Not got a clue what they are, but let's kid on a day. You never know how many points they're going to take off them, but off the back of the games I've watched, they look well organised out of possession, and teams like that are going to pick up points in the league. And they've got players that are
defensively good yet.
Whereas Livy, I'm surprised at Livy, because see, when you play Livy at home, they play their game that either drags you into the game or suits them down to the ground. So I didn't expect Livy to be where they are, but got to say Hamilton. And I say it every fucking year, but Hamilton
County, I'd be worried about 10 Kelly down to 10 early
people
doors.
Keep telling me as well, I've not really watched much of St John's, but people keep telling me they play good football but they're just struggling to score goals.
Who's sorry?
Can't remember.
St Johnston.
St Johnston. St Johnston. Oh, St Johnston, they're doing alright.
I thought you were saying, like, who told you that? Who's talking shite?
I mean, you never gave us a name. I know.
But Gary Holt, there's talk of Gary Holt was in his licence, isn't there? He's talking about leaving the job.
I think that's why they're struggling.
Back to the provisional.
I think that's why they're struggling, because of the talk of the boogie bus.
He'll be driving the tank. He's got his boogie bus.
His head's on turned. It's been turned. The steering wheel
point.
I really do fear for Ross County. I think it could be between Ross County.
Did you see
his Hamilton?
The manager's comments after the game?
No.
He went through his team.
Right.
And
I don't understand all this.
I know, but
you're getting slaughtered for no playing with.
When he said what he said, if I was a player back watching that, I'd be looking at him thinking, I need ball. That's how I felt. I just thought it didn't feel convincing to me, and I just think that. He's on a shugly peg, I think, but it depends if the chairman up there is it McGregor?
Roy McGregor
depends. I think he's quite loyal to his manager, so I think they'll give them more time. But I'd be worried. If I were Ross County, I'd be quite worried. I think St Mirren's got more about them. At the beginning of the season, when we gave our preview, we did say that St Mirren had made some good signings and would kick on. I think COVID's just kind of put a stop to their progress, but Jim Goodwin, I think, good young manager, and he'll maybe turn the foot.
It's quite bunched up as well. I know what I'm saying about Hamilton, but honestly, I really like Brian Rice. I've said it a few times. I really like him. So I hope he turns it round, because they've got to stay. What do you think?
I get slaughtered during the week because you asked me to keep my show about St Mirren v Livingston, and I said, move on, don't want to talk about it. So people slaughter me saying you're disgusting to Scottish football, disrespectful to it. I just want to say, mate, genuinely, I could not give one fuck what you think. Or about the teams. That's what I think. So don't ever come to me and say you're disgusted. I'm the biggest name in Scottish football. I mean Scottish football where it is. So don't sit there and how dare you waste my time with that.
I thought you were saying you wanted to talk about like Scotland, though.
I'm only kidding. Listen, I'll absolutely adore the Scottish game. I watch six games at the weekend. And here's one. Do I watch sports scene? I watch 90 minutes every single game at the weekend.
What, you watch every single 90 minutes?
In the SPL.
Give us a wee run down St Mirren v Livy, please.
Didn't watch your highlights yet.
But Hamilton were one up at United. But do you know what? McNulty was good. I watched sports scene this morning. McNulty will be that wee. I think you could get him in the top six. He never scored, but he's... Threw ball for the first goal, his wee header done for the second goal.
See Clark and McNulty as two strikers, and obviously Shanklin came on, but see they two, their link up play and their movement off the ball, Nicky Clark coming short, laying it off into midfield. When he lays that off the midfield, you're wanting your second striker to making runs, and the midfielders were picking passes left, right and centre. They could have scored more than D United. I just thought, like, I think they talked about it, that could you get the three of them in the same team? Is there a way around that? Shanklin, McNulty and Clark, but fair play to Nicky Clark. See his two finishes. Brilliant.
Yeah, really good.
Really, really good. Brian Rice said that his team didn't deserve that. I didn't think Hamilton were great.
Missing that penalty was a blow.
Aye, but that penalty was fucking shocking,
wild,
man.
That
ended up in Dundee Stadium.
It's no far, though.
I know, but it's just the point.
Let it trickle by the post at Dundee Stadium.
Horrific. But
see, for the bottom teams, though, it's so important to have good strikers because... Aye. They might only have two or three chances a game,
yep,
these teams.
That's
especially when they're playing
correct.
Against teams where they're maybe not expected to win. Dundee United surely have no issue.
No,
Longshank and Matt McNulty and Nicky Clark. Three strikers that could probably play in the majority.
And they're all quite
teams
clever strikers. Yeah. And they've all got an eye for goal. But no, Dundee United, they were good. Hamilton, I think, just need... I don't know what it is with Hamilton, because like you say, when you hear Brian Rice speaking, you want him to do well because he comes across as an absolute sound guy, but... It's results, and unfortunately they're not getting them now. Is this the year that they finally succumb to the dreaded drop? Only time will tell.
See if you could get a, if you started a game.
Chipper.
That's brilliant. That. See if you were to start. See if you were to start your life again. What job would you like to get?
That's a great shot. That's a great question.
I'd be a golfer, I think.
Do you play golf?
No. But how good a job would it be to be a professional golfer?
You know what mine is, that posty.
I mean, that's bizarre. He actually wants to be a posty.
I love to be a posty, mate.
Why?
Because you never see an unhappy posty, mate. Just freedom, innit? Like just walking about, keeping fit, speaking to people.
No.
Jumping about. I quite like to be a posty. What about you, Kev?
I'd like to win the forces.
What?
Aye.
Would you?
I'd like to have been like
take
a
take your jacket, mate, and just jump.
I'd like to have been like a fucking marine or something, a one man killing machine.
Sergeant Kyle.
Wow.
Report for duty.
A marine. Private Pyle. Sit down, boy. Where did that come from?
Private Pyle.
Do you even know who Private Pyle is?
No, got a clue.
Full Metal Jacket.
I'll still fuck you,
first
boy.
First fucking 10 minutes. Best first 10 minutes of a film you'll ever see.
Oh, I've actually heard that before.
What's the other one with the marines? But it's the deep sea diver.
Oh, what? Man of Honor?
That's
tears, isn't
it? That's one of the greatest films of all time.
By the way, do you know what you need to watch? Totties documentary on Sky Documentary.
Oh, I watched a clip outside. What? I was crying.
Totties? Or Totty?
Emotional side when he talked about Marines at the end.
Totty the Marine, I was like, what?
Spurs. By the way, you laughed at me as well. Chelsea are flying, man. Chelsea are flying. Right, Spurs. Can Spurs win the title?
Yes.
Yes.
I'd like to see them up there for Mourinho. I would like to see them, but if I had to pick one team that I want to, it's Chelsea. Chelsea have always been my sort of English team. So,
Lamps.
Aye, Lamps. Are, I love Frank Lampard, man. Legendary. Oh, so you talk about swapping strips. I got Frank Lampard's once. And I swear to God, right, I was...
What game?
Middlesbrough Chelsea, we got pumped 2-0. I was on the bench a full game. He was on the bench. And see, any time I see him go to warm up, I was like, I'm going to warm up.
You talked to him?
Aye, mate. The nicest guy in the world, mate. See, like... For like a busy wee 18-year-old that he could probably tell was like a wee bit starstruck the time he took just to like sit and talk to us and that.
Fucking brilliant.
So legendary.
Love that. Amazing.
I would like to see them date, but I still don't think they will.
I went Arsenal to
date. Man City, hey, man. Man City shouldn't have been there.
Because Havertz and that have still hit top form, so is Werner.
Yeah,
so
it's a great shot.
Third in the league, and they've all still.
Ziyech is a player as well, by the
way. Man City are just rubbish now to watch. I know, mate.
I seen a hanging yesterday. Man City have scored 10 league goals this season. Calvert-Lewin scored 10 on his own.
Wow.
Man City scored 100 goals this season.
See the way they play, but it's mental. It's just so boring. Mm. Don't create
that is boring.
But even if Aguero was playing, nothing would change. Because they're not putting things on a plate for anybody. It just gets to like, it's a bit like Celtic sometimes.
Love to see Arsenal there.
Arsenal?
For a boy, KT, it'd be brilliant, wouldn't it?
Yeah, they've got no chance.
They have no chance.
He was fucking insane yesterday, by the way. Just different. He's world class, isn't he?
He was good yesterday.
Oh,
he's
amazing.
Pep got a 2-year deal. That surprised you?
Yeah.
Are you excited by that? Or you, if you were allowed in the stadium right now...
You know Colin Montgomery with that, Jack?
I know, I was fucking thinking that. I thought you actually looked
like... Who's the woman that does interviews?
Oh, Laura Davis?
No.
Oh, no.
Claire Bolden. You look like Claire Bolden.
Oh, wait. Gifts incoming.
Definitely.
No, I think if you were in the stadium watching Man City, you would get fed up, eh? The crowd would get frustrated.
Yeah, see that, yeah.
Aye.
What are you enjoying, though? Just passing the ball about?
No, but they're still cutting teams open, but just no scoring. But
I don't know.
I think that... How many games Aguero played this year?
No many.
And I don't think Jesus can replace Aguero.
No, of course he can't.
For all I know, I don't know if Aguero's still... The best striker in the league, second best striker in the league. But
well, here's a question for you. Will we finish in the top four?
Aye. Have to, 100%. Man. They have to. Surely.
Liverpool.
Well, who's in it now? Southampton are in it now. They're not going to stay in the top four.
Liverpool, Spurs, who else? Chelsea. And then you're talking between Arsenal, Man U
have no chance.
No, they're terrible as well.
Right, you're talking about team born to watch, man. Watch Man U, West Brom, and that was boring. That was proper boring. But... Man City have got to be top four.
I would happily take all them on. I love Rodgers, but take him.
Oh, Leicester will be in there as well.
Mate, do you know what annoys me though a lot? It's like how much a bad name Scottish football gets when you watch some Prem games, mate, and they're awful.
Some of the players, mate. I watched Sheffield United West Ham yesterday, the other day, and some of the players are playing, mate. I'm like, mate, this isn't as good as you're saying it is. No
Frank McAvenny says that. I know Frank's some boy, but he goes and watches. He says it's not that much better than up here.
They say it's basically it's the richest league in the world. It's the most spent. Whether it's the best or not, I don't know. But
they have got the 10, 12 players who are a different level in the league.
They watch a lot of games that are poor quality games.
It's how they promote it. When you watch the Premiership, it looks the wow factor on the telly. You watch fucking St Johnson v Dundee United on a Tuesday night, it looks terrible on the telly.
Yeah.
But like you say, I've watched many, many Premiership games and I felt sometimes bored at my nut.
I would happily sit Rodgers, Pep, Eddie Howe, Tuchel, whatever he's called for. I would happily sit them down saying, your idea on the game's rang. You can't see it. Roberto Martinez come in as well, Maloney sitting his knees well when I talk to his 16s.
Why, just because they've only got one way of playing?
You can't see it in the future, so stop telling players in training, stand there because the ball's going to go there. What happens if somebody slips in their arse? You can run through and go by them and go through and go. Stop telling players it's going to come to you there. The game's natural. Jurgen Klopp is the way to go. So I think that's why football's a bit boring that way. And I think in England as well, mate.
But did that style not win games 5 years ago?
Pep was the most successful manager in history, so it did win games. But a couple of years ago, I seen a hanging people saying, is Gardo as good as what you think he is? Because he's won leagues, right? But Europe, he's been rubbish in Europe since he's left Barca. Mm. Bayern Munich had won the Champions League under Jupp Heynckes.
Yeah.
And the style of it was one of the best in the game ever. And then he came in and changed it. They get obliterated with Real Madrid, counter-attack football. And Champions League with Man City, they've been knocked out with teams that they should be beating, Leon, Spurs, and whatever. And
great research.
I don't know if I actually love Gardo. I think he is. I think him and Klopp are the two best in the world. But is it new? I don't know. The Barcelona team, right? This is for the guys that love World Soccer magazine. Or I'll say this to Raymond now. See when he won with Barcelona, Pep. Spain won it as well.
Yeah.
With the World Cup and the Euros under Aragones and Del Bosque, Tashi, and they were different. So listen, he was unbelievable with Barca. Of course, I can't. And I actually love his style with Barca. I love it, but I almost feel now, does he need to maybe adapt a wee bit more? I don't know if these managers.
Yeah, but will adapt. Well, he's the type that will just.
I don't know if these managers, Rodgers, Eddie Howe. By the way, I was listening to it because obviously there's talk of Eddie Howe coming to Celtic now. Defoe, can he stand him?
He says he can only deal with younger players, doesn't he?
Defoe, that was Glenn Johnson said that, but Defoe done one and was like, just don't know what he was doing, like, with him. Mm. Like, he was telling Defoe to do things that he'd never done. He was like, I'd scored, he was actually trying to say, he wasn't talking to sell up, but he was saying, I've scored this many goals and stuff, and he was asking me to sort of drop away in. He didn't speak very highly of him, but I don't know why I even said that, but it just because Eddie Howe maybe got to sell.
I think the most entertaining team to watch this year is Everton.
Brilliant,
Ancelotti.
Ancelotti's
very entertaining to watch.
He was the most successful manager in the Premier League, isn't he?
Is he?
In terms of trophies won,
who?
Over his career.
Sir Alex, no?
No, I'm saying in the Premier League now.
Oh, sorry. Right, aye. Aye, well, I'm surprised. But they're actually very entertaining to watch.
Do you think Ancelotti, if he went to, say, a top four, like you say, like a Man U, whatever, do you think he would be able to turn the fortune with them?
Man United never met.
No, that's fine. That's a wee bit.
Was Ancelotti not at Chelsea for a bit?
Aye.
I think he won the league with Chelsea. Sheffield United are going down, aren't they? Devastated, man, because I love Chris Wilder.
The reason they're going down is because there's no fans. Yeah. It was a horrible place to go there. The fans were brilliant and the players.
You fill up my senses. That's what they sang before again. It's brilliant.
Is it brilliant? Aye.
See, for the first time,
great place to play.
I didn't even concentrate on the game because I was just like watching.
It's one of the old school stadiums, but it's massive.
Yeah. I think it's one of the best derbies in the country. I don't think England's. I think some of the derbies are shite, non-existent, but that is a proper derby.
Sheffield Wednesday's ground,
proper
huge,
local.
Yeah, I love Hillsborough.
Oh, Hillsborough derby, fucking good, mate.
Amazing.
The atmosphere just now,
the best atmosphere I've ever had in England was Leeds.
I know, I've seen that.
Leeds.
That's the best atmosphere I've ever had.
For me, Leeds have got the best fans.
Sunderland was great because that was the team, but Leeds.
And what way is it similar to like a Celtic Rangers?
Just noisy, constant noise.
And travelling the numbers anywhere, wherever they go.
Noisy.
Wow.
Right, are Sheffield United going down, huh?
Aye.
Looking like it, aye.
Sad times.
I don't know, but I know two who definitely are, and it's Fulham and West Brom. They two are 100% going down.
Who the third is? I like Billich, man.
I don't know. I hope no Sheffield, though. I don't want Sheffield going down.
What about Richie Foster's clobber last night's sports scene?
Oh, the candy.
And the glasses? Take your stupid glasses off, son. Sorry, guys.
Good point.
But again, are they acting the bash or is it gone?
I'm going to wait for next week.
Right, okay, mate.
Actually, maybe she'll just date to date.
Get in character for the full week.
She only date them or she goes like, what do you do? Go do a bit of acting on the side and I'll go like, and then do a bit with her.
And I say, you talking to me?
Did you? Aye.
Right. If you could play any role in a film, what would it have been?
Oh, that's a huge shout.
Joker.
Oh, of course.
But I'll not see it because that's so obvious.
No, but it's
I mean, that's a year. That's a year
what,
ago.
What, the Joker of Joaquin Phoenix or the Joker of Heath Ledger?
Heath Ledger for me.
I'd go Ledger.
I would go Joaquin Phoenix because it was completely different. When actually, that's why I love the Joker because it was so much like my life. I'd be a loser, just have to hate it.
What about you, I would probably be Bruce Willis in Armageddon.
Oh, great role.
Take the fucking hero. Aye, take the hero.
Mate. You could go Danny DeVito and
no, couldn't say,
I was just about to say I would go either Russell Crowe and Gladiator or Joe Pesci and Goodfellas.
Oh, what about you, Simon?
I'd go Johnny Depp and Blow.
Oh, that's a big shout.
That's
as well.
What I mean.
What film?
Blow. What a film.
Seen the scene in Goodfellas.
For Penelope.
Oh, she
Andy,
is.
What about the scene in Goodfellas when Joe Pesci shouted at the young boy?
Aye. Why you did that one? No.
Did that go?
You fucking laughing me? Okay, crap. I could hear the Scottish come through. What's I going to say that to you? And do you know how they go? The Chinese guy in Hangover, I watched that last night. Mate, we need to do an open goal Hangover. Us four go away and get, when everything's obviously open, and drink moderately, but hopefully it gets us hung air in the morning.
Yeah.
Mate, that'd be the best video ever.
And you just wear a GoPro and you film it on.
Oh, mate, how amazing would that be, mate?
Right, it's a good link to the American theme in the films.
But you need to take your passport. Just in case.
Can he do that again?
How?
He's got taken off him after, you know where. Yeah. Scenes in the MLS playoffs, do you see it? Penalty shootout descend into chaos.
I've heard about it.
Bizarre.
Right, talk us through it.
Fucking hell, how long we go?
What did you hear?
So it went to a penalty shootout.
Shootout reached the fifth rounds of a pen yet.
X amount of penalties happened. How many penalties was loads of?
Yeah, fifth round of pens.
What does that mean?
So everyone went five times?
No.
Mate,
sure. Mate, it went from sunlight to dark.
So,
douchebags, man.
I think, did somebody have a penalty to win it? To stay in it. The goalie saved it.
Nanny missed it.
The goalie saved it. They all started celebrating. The manager fucked off into the tunnel and they'd won. VAR said the goalie came off his line. So he goes sent half. He got sent half for coming off his line. So they went to bring on a sub goalie. They weren't allowed to bring on a sub goalie.
No, but they brought him on.
Aye, but then the refs were like googling the rules and all that. Had to Google rules. So then they put an outfielder in to save a penalty to keep them in it.
Well done, Andrew.
He saved the pen to keep them in it. And then fuck knows after that.
And then Nanny misses the pen to take it to sudden death.
Aye, but then when they all celebrated thinking they won and there was still a penalty to go.
And then outfield goalie saves the
penalty. And then the outfield goalie. Aye.
Basically, American football should be scrapped.
Aye.
Mate, see in America, no joke. See, when I coached there, mate, the referees, it was bizarre. They obviously, don't understand the game properly. Just used to send people off for eating. So, seeing the first 10 minutes in that, mate, if somebody like maybe their tackle was like, just send them off. But nobody would even moan.
It's the fans' chance, man. How mental are they?
Everyone's awesome, mate. There was another one part that said that you get beat 3-0 and they're like, you're awesome, man.
But even have you seen the one where the boys doing injured and all the fans start singing, move, bitch, get off the pitch? Mate, have you not seen that?
Nah.
So what's that? Move, bitch, get off the pitch. I swear, it's mental.
You know what I hate about Americans? They did the finger like that, didn't they?
Oh, mate.
That's what I did the burn when I was fucking 16.
Aye, doing that in the picture.
Aye.
See, the thing, I was the commentator for that game. I thought he was taking the piss when he kept saying the goalkeeper's name and it's Chad Johnson.
Chad Hogan. Have you played to American boys?
Aye,
you and Polster were tight, man. They used to go down the park and throw baseballs to each other.
You know? Mate, I'll tell you what though, right? His partner improved immensely after 6 months. He went back to America, a new man, because when he came here, he was pathetic. But he learnt sarcasm.
Yeah.
Which I think is Scottish nature, innit? Yeah. Every bit of Scottish patter comes for sarcasm.
Yes.
So see if I said something like, well, mate, you were fucking shite today, eh? Like, he would take it so seriously, mate. He'd be like, what do you mean? I thought it was all right. I was like, mate, like, you need to learn sarcasm. And then once he built that up, he's fucking flying.
What about
back
you?
A new man.
Is that the only one you played, the poster?
I tell you who came, Fergie, when Fergie was here. He brought Freddie Adu. Remember Freddie Adu, the man, FM legend? He came on trial at Blackpool.
At Blackpool? Was he shite?
Was he rubbish, Andy?
Oh, he was hopeless.
Was he?
But I tell
I
you what.
I don't get that. How old did he?
He was like... I think he said he was at 26, but...
40.
But he'd made his debut like 14 years ago. You're like, it's no possible, Freddie.
You need to get Freddie on, didn't
you? I tell you what, though. One thing I'll say, he had... so many Bird A-listers on his phone.
Did
I remember him telling people.
Do you think that's just through being like a football manager?
Nah, like America, innit? It's
that's like, America.
Like, seen sports, mate. Seen sports. I think the sportsmen in America are every bit as big as the actors and all that. Like, they're massive. Some of see like the baseball and basketball contracts and that. It's fucking mental.
Gary Mackay Stevens lives in a flat next to that Fiddy Watt. Is it Fiddy Watt? He stays in his block.
I coached Will Ferrell's son.
No, you didn't.
Swear to God, aye.
That curly headed fuck. Is that what he gets called on set though?
Craig Beattie. Benny Muggins.
Craig Beattie. What was his boy like? Homeless?
Ah, it was rubbish. But it's weird, mate. I remember I went into a shopping mall, right? Shopping mall, fuck me.
Oh my God, what's wrong with you, man?
Started already. Yeah, man.
I was a wee boy.
Take the garbage out. Trash it on the trash.
Do you know what they call football boots? Cleats. How bad is that?
Do you know what people in Holland call goalie gloves? Your hand shoes.
No way.
Yeah. We played a tournament in Holland and wee guy came running onto our goal and he's like, Mister, after the game, your hand shoes?
What
the fuck?
What accent that was?
Yeah, that was brilliant. Get Scott Arfield to tell you about the story when he was in America and he went to a shop to try and get cotton buds.
Can you not tell us it?
Come
on, tell us it.
I don't know if he gets a chance to tell you.
Oh, fuck. You can tell it again. We've told stories loads of times on this. Go and tell us.
Sorry, Scotty, but it's funny as fuck, mate.
Right, come on.
So he's gone to loads of shop malls to try and find cotton buds and like they're not anywhere in that. So he gets to this pharmacy and he's like, "Excuse me, you just get any cotton buds?" And they were like, "Cotton buds? Cotton buds?" Like pointing them laughing at him and that. He's like, "Ah, cotton buds." Like, "Excuse me, what?" Jesse, he wants cotton buds. What cotton buds? He's like, what the fuck's happening here? So he gets a picture of cotton buds up his phone, right? They go, Q-tips. Cotton Q-tips, mate. He's like, what the fuck's going on, man?
A different breed. Remember Dom Servi? We've told this before, but I remember his first day, I went, oh, big man, like 50 cent, he went, pure looked at us like, I just farted in his face, mate. Like, you mean 30 cent? Fuck off.
See, when I was in America, mate, it's weird, right? I remember I've got a picture on my phone, I'll send you it later. See, when I was in one of the shops, it was like a food shop, right? And I was walking around, there was a wee boy, a wee fat boy, massive, right? Wee fat boy, about six, you know, about eight or something, right? He walked about with a basket trolley thing, and I heard a noise coming out of it. Oh, what's happening here? Mate, had a live turkey in the trolley.
No chance.
Mate, I'm going to send you the picture.
Was it a Sunderland bag?
McGrath, what was it? McGrath's? Trolley. Huh? What's the selling coach with the chicken?
Oh, McGrath.
What's his name?
McGrath.
Danny McGrath. That's it.
Can you play Claudio Reyna?
Claudio Reyna.
Did you say any stupid like?
What a player, but
Americanisms.
Nah, I can't. Claudio Reyna, Stuart Holden.
Bocanegra
at Rangers, and who's the other one at Rangers that played for America?
Bedoya.
Morris Edu.
Well, Edu actually done alright with
just him. Always a bit.
DeMarcus Beasley as well, wasn't it? He was American, wasn't he?
Well, just always a bit extreme. Everyone's fucking over. So mate, they're so cheesy. It makes
so positive, but cheesy, man.
I do like the positivity, though.
I don't mind a way of life, but see, in America, the way they all date for money, aye. Mate. Software tips and
do you remember the Swansea manager? He was funny as fuck.
Oh, the bald headed boy. Bob Bradley.
Do you remember what he called Alan Pardew? Ellen Pardew.
Oh, Bradley was a joker, wasn't he?
He didn't last very long, did he?
No. A
couple of weeks.
You've obviously been at, what's the standard like or a crap?
When I went there, I was actual pure heartbroken, like thinking, why did I not come out here when I was like 18 or that? Because what a way of life, you can get some money and you'd have ran the show. Do you know what I mean? Like, Johnny Russell said it's actually really good, but.
I've heard it's a lot better when people
are getting better now, aye. It's went up a notch.
All athletes, man, I'll tell you that for nothing.
But you just can't take them seriously, can't you? Can you talk about it?
That's us, lads.
No. Oh,
no.
mate, wait to hear this. I'm actually fucking frightened for our lives. Mate, we all need to be careful, right? So keep an eye out. I was listening to a neuroscientist last night and he said, see the new? The scientists made chips, right? And they're installing them into people's heads, right?
No way. What? From McDonald's?
No, like the microchips, right?
Oh, man.
And they said that they've made these chips so almost it's going to be like half human, half robot. So make
imagine a chip going into your head though, it just dissolves straight away, wouldn't it? It wouldn't even last a second in your head.
That's dangerous, isn't it? So they tried it with a mouse, and a mouse was meant to be fucking...
Who, Paul Heckenbutt? Is that why we've not seen him?
Maybe it is, actually.
What happened with the mouse?
Mate, see, the mouse shut everywhere. So clever, eh?
Aye. But what was it then, like?
That's right, fucking fuck about, isn't it?
Is that what we've extended the show for, that?
Wait a minute, no.
I've enjoyed the show in the hour. It's been amazing.
Are you talking to me?
What about your mate, Gouser? Putting on a 5-minute rant in the
kids. Did his interview? What a guy. That's what I'm saying now, though.
Aye.
Like, what is Gouser meant to come out and say, oh, we'll exactly. Come around, we'll go
Alan
again next that. Week?
Alan Gouser?
No, have you seen that? You need to see his interview, man. He's swearing and all sorts of...
5 minutes ranting.
Call him pathetic, call him shite and all that.
Shite,
what? Pathetic. Call him shite, pathetic. But include himself in it as well.
He says, me and myself, we're all brilliant in training. When it comes to Saturday, we'll shit ourselves.
We're pathetic and all that.
Pathetic.
So what would you do if a player said that in your team? Pull him up if you thought it was right.
What if he like says you're shite?
No, I just said the boys were pure shite and pathetic.
Nah, I'd probably agree with him if we were.
No bad that.
I remember when we were at Sunderland, the manager took us to the stadium and we sat us around and says, why is it that we're bottom of the league? What is it that we're doing wrong? And I just fucking said, what's this? It's the stadium. I said, some of us kind of deal with the pressure of playing with under the fans, they get, right? And Guy went, fuck off, you fucking man. Speak for your fucking self, you. And I was like, oh, sorry, Gary. Shouldn't have said that. Gary Breen.
Yeah.
Nah, I was raging.
The kind of, we used to run on the bus after games, mate, and turn the radio on because you know that one of the boys would get slaughtered.
So he'd have the interview.
He'd all be like, you'd be pissing yourself laughing at whoever's getting slaughtered. I didn't mind him, mate, see if he slaughtered me. It's funny, man.
By the way, I had an Paul McGowan story the other day, I think.
What was it?
I don't know if you were there or not. Did you used to do a piss test in the morning?
Was it when he flung it on Cammy Kerr?
Aye.
He told it on here, mate.
No way.
He did, didn't he? He told it on here, didn't he?
But he like flung Eddie's face on it.
What was the story again? Hey, you'll go back and watch it, he's told it on here.
So something like Cammy Kerr, kid you're on, he's got a date. So fuck you, dude.
That's right, I hadn't flung it in his face.
That's just a game, remember that? I put a piss.
Oh, how funny is that? He trips to the carpet.
Right, is that us?
No, mind what.
You got anything for us?
No, it's just down our scene, like, wait, ending one a scene. One more scene.
Before you all go, could you just help me get out of this?
Right, let's set the scene. So you've came, do you want to be the mafia boss? Why don't you play the mafia boss?
Shut up.
Sorry, Don.
You're looking at me?
You piece of trash.
What's he done?
Kick his ass.
I can't do this. I fucking hate acting, man.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.